Chinese President Xi Jinping is calling for more respect and care for the country's military heroes. He made the remarks in a reply letter to members of a sanatorium for injured and disabled military veterans in Sichuan. The sanatorium has served over 2,800 veterans since 1951, including 2,200 from the Chinese People's Volunteer Army who took part in the Korean War. Xi Jinping says their great contribution will never be forgotten, calling on the whole of society to learn from their heroic deeds. A Chinese vice premier says the country is very likely to see positive growth this year, as key economic indicators have improved quarter by quarter. Liu He made the remarks in a keynote speech at this year's annual Financial Street Forum. He says the Chinese economy is witnessing new trends, innovation, and green development. The vice premier also calls for adherence to a prudent monetary policy. The International Monetary Fund has revised down its forecast for the Asian economy this year to a contraction of 2.2%. The forecast is a downgrade from the 1.6% contraction predicted back in June. An IMF official says China has seen a strong recovery with growth revised up to 1.9% this year. He says China's growth has positive effects for commodity prices and global suppliers. The official adds that other economies such as Japan and South Korea may also do better than expected this year to some extent. He says the world can learn from Asia's early public health response, its containment measures that were relaxed only after the virus had been suppressed, and its fiscal support to reduce economic costs and strengthen the recovery. The Minister of Science and Technology says China's made considerable progress in its sci-tech innovation capacity in the past 5 years. Wang Zhiguang says China's made remarkable achievements in the drive to build an innovation-driven country. Data released by the ministry shows continuous improvement in sci-tech and innovation sectors.
During the same period, the spending on basic research nearly doubled to around 133.6 billion yuan in 2019. Technology contract transactions also doubled to exceed 2.2 trillion yuan in 2019. China jumped to rank 14th in 2020 among more than 100 economies worldwide in the Global Innovation Index released by the World Intellectual Property Organization.
The minister says over the past 5 years, China's focused on basic research and has made some breakthroughs, indicating that the nation's scientific and technological capabilities have reached a new high. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's Liberal government has survived a confidence vote. The opposition Conservative Party had tabled a motion to create a parliamentary committee to probe the government's ethics in COVID-19 pandemic spending. Trudeau had said that Canadians would go to the polls if his government had lost the confidence vote on the Conservative motion. Brazil says its COVID-19 deaths have surpassed 155,000. The country has also reported nearly 5.3 million infections so far. Brazil has the world's second highest number of COVID-19 fatalities after the United States. Leaders of Cyprus, Greece, and Egypt are calling on Turkey to end what they call aggressive actions in the eastern Mediterranean. The 8th trilateral summit of the three countries in Cyprus came after Turkey sent a research vessel to disputed waters between the Greek islands, Turkey, and Cyprus. The three countries also condemned what they described as illegal drilling and seismic operations by the Turkish side in marine areas demarcated in line with international law. They also called on Turkey to accept an invitation to engage in negotiations to reach an agreement for maritime delimitation between their coasts.